This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Reagan Mertz, here with your top stories this Monday. A fire broke out yesterday afternoon west of Leadville near Turquoise Lake. It's now grown to over 1,000 acres. Evacuations have been ordered around the lake and fish hatchery areas. Areas west of the lake into North Leadville are on pre-evacuation notice. Evacuees can go to the Family Assistance Center at Colorado Mountain College. Colorado Trail sections in the area and Hagerman Pass are closed. The Dry Creek fire south of Rifle reached 100% containment on Friday. Mop-up continued into Saturday, and all evacuation and preparedness orders were lifted yesterday. At its peak, the fire totaled 316 acres and destroyed two buildings. Automatic license plate readers have been a divisive topic throughout the nation in the past year, including in the Roaring Fork and Colorado River Valleys. As Aspen Public Radio's Hannah Weaver reports, the Democratic candidates running for Eagle County Sheriff are split on it too.
Automatic license plate readers, like flock cameras, are used throughout the region to investigate crimes. The two Democratic candidates for Eagle County Sheriff have both spent their careers working in law enforcement, so they're familiar with the technology. They're also familiar with some of the concerns, particularly how the data can be shared with outside agencies. Rebecca Anderson is a Vail Police Department deputy. She says license plate readers can help solve crimes, but the security risks could warrant a policy change.
It seems like there are some opportunities for those to be locked down a little bit more, that the way that the information is shared does need to be reviewed.
Jason Boston, her primary opponent, is less skeptical about the devices. He says they've been helpful as an investigator at the district attorney's office.
From an investigative standpoint, there's huge benefits to being able to have access to some of those types of information that come from that type of technology.
The cameras are often used for car thefts and traffic accidents. Valley law enforcement also say they've helped investigate crimes like robberies and home invasions. Primary election day is on June 30th. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Hannah Weaver.
Voters can find their polling places, learn about how to register to vote, and see who's on the ballot by reviewing Aspen Public Radio's 2026 primary election guide. That's at aspenpublicradio.org. Garfield County Libraries has a new executive director. Abraham Cora was unanimously appointed by the Library District's board. This comes as a group of residents continues to push for the libraries to restrict certain books, including some with LGBTQ characters. Eleanor Bennett reports.
Cora says he's open to talking with people who might have what he calls a genuine concern, like their kid accessing an inappropriate book. But he says the county's six libraries should reflect a diversity of interests and perspectives, and it's not the library's role to censor that.
We really want to make sure that we have something for everyone. You have the option to engage with materials, and you have the option to also not engage with materials.
Cora previously managed the Glenwood Springs Library for about 3 years. He says the number of people using the county's libraries has been growing, and he wants to keep offering free resources and programs that bring community members together. For Aspen Public Radio and Aspen Journalism, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
Garfield County Library's former executive director, Jamie LaRue, retired in April. In regional news, amid Colorado River negotiations, states and cities are asking residents to conserve water. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports that in Wyoming, it may be hard to get ranchers to opt in.
Cattle rancher Freddie Botour wears a cowboy hat and dusty jeans. He says he doesn't want the feds to step in and make mandatory cuts, but he's also not a fan of the voluntary plan the state's pushing.
It seems like to just incentivize people to shut their water off entirely is maybe not the best interest for Wyoming.
He says more dollars could go towards making water systems more efficient, install sprinklers or pipe canals, so businesses could still profit. So far, there's no monetary incentive attached to Wyoming's water conservation pilot, which will launch next year. State officials say they're waiting for federal dollars, and that upper basin states could get millions by then. Utah has a similar program, but it's using state money to incentivize people. This comes as the seven states in the Colorado River Basin struggle to agree on a plan to share water. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
In statewide news, Colorado's primary election is tomorrow. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Kyle McKinnon reports voters will decide party nominees in some of the state's biggest races.
Democrats will choose between U.S. Senator Michael Bennett and Attorney General Phil Weiser for governor. On the Republican side, voters will pick from State Representative Scott Bottoms, State Senator Barbara Kirkmeyer, and Ministry Leader Victor Marks. Colorado's 8th Congressional District is also one of the nation's top congressional battlegrounds. Former State Representative Shannon Byrd and current State Representative Manny Rutnow are vying for the Democratic nomination. The winner will face the incumbent, Republican Congressman Gabe Evans, in November. Primaries for the U.S. Senate, plus Colorado Attorney General and Secretary of State, are also on the ballot. Polls close at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Ballots must be returned using an official drop box or at a voting center. Locations are listed on the Secretary of State's website.
That was Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado's unemployment rate held steady at 3.9% in May. That's below the U.S. rate of 4.3%. Still, the state's job growth is lagging. Colorado's Labor Department says preliminary data shows no new jobs have been added to Colorado's payrolls over the past 12 months. Last week, Colorado's senators voted in favor of a resolution to curb President Trump's use of military force in Iran. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted for the Iran War Powers Resolution, which passed 50-48. It's largely symbolic and holds no force of law, but is seen as a rebuke of President Trump, one that both chambers of Congress have now passed. A handful of Republicans voted with Democrats for the resolution, highlighting the rifts within the GOP over the Iran war. That tension, however, was not seen in Colorado's Republicans. All four GOP House members voted against the War Powers Resolution earlier this month. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's quantum tech businesses are optimistic after President Trump signed executive orders last week to advance the industry. Quantum tech is still in its early stages, but support from the government can help get Colorado's emerging technologies off the ground, says Elevate Quantum CEO Jesse Owens.
Government plays a pretty critical role in getting technologies from idea into a commercializable product.
The Trump administration put a 5-year timeline on developing new technology. The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team, News Director Hallie Zander, Associate Editor Sage Smiley, and reporters Michael Finelli and Hannah Weaver, and me, your host, Reagan Mertz. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.